is a fire. Shut fire. Shut fire.
The blind sees, lame walks, power released. This is the voice of fire, revealing Jesus, releasing destinies with Apostle Johnson Suleiman.
Jam those hands together and celebrate Jesus. If you hear your name, come out quickly. We're out of time. Mr. Osu Mohammed, come out quickly. Sister Sarah Orupe, come out quickly. Evangelist Mrs. Beatrice, come out quickly. Sister Patricia Imafidon, Mrs. Ogagasi Faith, Mr. and Mrs. Chukwu Emeka, Sister Mary, and Mr. James Ogbaji. If you just heard your name, just come to the altar quickly. At least for a minute, let's hear what the Lord has done for you so that people's faith can be stirred up. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to testify of the goodness of God in my life and in my family. On precisely on the 11th of March this year, I was here with my son who was very, very, very sick. And the doctor said he had psychiatric fever. And immediately we came here to worship on Sunday. We sat somewhere here. My son is here with me. He came out and the man of God immediately called his name, prophesied into the life of my family and prayed for us, and the boy became instantly healed. Up to today, he's perfectly healed. And I've come to say thank you, Jesus, and thank our daddy, the servant of God that God is using in this place. I say, may the Lord continue to expand him in the name of Jesus Christ.
Come on, celebrate Jesus, somebody. Wave those hands, celebrate the God of Omega Fire Ministry.
Praise the Lord.
Megan,
Megan.
Megan.
I want to thank God, the goodness of God in my life and my family. You know, Papa said that we should be on mortuary clothes, obituary and mask. I'm getting my mask now. One died on Tuesday, another one died on Thursday. Praise the Lord!
Anywhere they are doing you the thing, they will die today. Somebody holla, amen.
Praise the Lord. I want to deeply appreciate the Almighty Father and the servant of God whom the Lord has used to perform this very miracle in our life. It was sometime last 3 weeks when my wife was watching the ACBN station that she encountered a real miracle, a healing miracle. So it got like this. She was watching the telecast about 3 weeks ago. So in the course of prayer when Papa was ministering, she held the television and was rubbing her tummy on the television because she has a challenge of fibroid that's been there for over 6 years, which doctors has confirmed to. And immediately, she felt a sensation and the very fibroid disappeared. Even up to this moment, there is no trace of it. To God be the glory. And as well, this baby that she's carrying now, who have been waiting upon the Lord for over 14 years, at the course of my coming to this place, on several occasions, I've been here for the space of 2 years plus now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is faithful. So to God be the glory, because at the course of my attending the meeting, the fire nights, I encountered a miracle. There was a day he made a prophetic utterance that this month will not pass you by. I left with courage. Though my wife wasn't with me, But I used to come alone because the place we do conference is a far distance from Onitsha. Then at the course of that very month, didn't exceed her. Something happened. And this is the report. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Somebody holla mega mega. If your own delay is longer or shorter, this fire night you will carry your own. Holla it like you really mean it.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for the wonderful things that He did in my life on Monday. I was coming down from Asaba. Before we reach Agbo, so we had some people, we saw some people along the road. They were telling our vehicle to stop. So we stopped. We had a gunshot. Before we know, the armed robber that was operating on the road. Before we know, they ran into us. The God of Omega Fire Ministry rescued me, and they were shooting everybody. The God of Omega Fire Ministry rescued me and removed me from that place.
Give God the praise, somebody. Hallelujah. I don't need to introduce her. You all know her, right? Amen. Why the drama fiesta was going on? The devil planned to stop the coordinator. They rushed her daughter down to the church. What was the problem? She was sick of malaria. And she went to see the doctor. And the doctor gave her wrong prescription. The devil is a wicked devil. And she said, as long as the oracle of God is alive, my daughter cannot die. They brought her to the altar, prayed with her, and the funny things that was happening within her ceased immediately. As if that was not enough, the devil escorted her to the house. While two of them laid on the bed to sleep, the fan that was supposed to bring comfort, the fan was prepared to bring disaster. The ceiling fan left its joint. From where it was hooking up in the ceiling, was falling towards the two children on the bed. And she was here, dramatizing. Somebody, holla fire! Holla fire! I never see it. The God of Omega, as the fan was coming down, splitted the fan in two, and the fan fell apart. Somebody holla fire! Holla fire! Our God is an awesome wonder. Our brother here said, for a very long time now, 12 years, over 12 years to be precise, this strong man in their family has said he will never go forward. He did all he can and canned all he did to make sure that this, our brother, doesn't go forward. But the prophecy was still in the air that we are going to celebrate their obituary. He went to farm one fateful day, returned and began to shout. Last week Sunday, he began to shout. His head was taken off. And he died instantly. The news was not brought to him. They shielded it from him, but he got the news from somewhere, and when he like, what happened? They said, don't come here with your fire. We know you are shouting fire. Don't kill all of us. Somebody holla fire. Give God the praise. Celebrate Jesus, somebody. Let's welcome the choir now.
Jesus, compassionate Jesus, how I love you. Compassionate Jesus, how I need you. Your feelings for me make me fall in love with you. I cannot say no. Carry me along. Compassionate Jesus. How I love you. Compassionate Jesus. How I need you. Make me fall in love with you.
Make me fall in love with
you. I cannot say no. Carry me along. One more time, compassionate Jesus. Compassionate Jesus. How I love you.
Compassionate Jesus.
How I need you.
Your feelings for me.
Make me fall in love with you.
Make me fall in love with you. I cannot say no. Carry me alone.
Please. The Holy Ghost told me to come here. And the reason I'm worshiping God is because I'm trying to ask Him. I don't know why I'm here. I don't know. Who is Jerome? Jerome. Is anybody called Jerome? Is you? Okay. I stopped here before. Where is your daughter? I want to pray for you. There's something. Huh?
Lagos.
Yes. Stand up. Who is Hope?
It's the girl.
The girl?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Where is the mother of the girl?
Their family house.
The mother is in their family house. Has your daughter told you the boy she wants to marry? Has your daughter told you the boy she wants to marry? You know the boy? That marriage must not hold. I'll pray for you. Because your daughter has entered the covenant with that boy. That covenant must be broken. And they entered the covenant by a grave. A grave. You know the grave? What grave was that?
The mother's grave.
The mother's grave. Come. Come. Because I was there when I just had it. Hope. Blood covenant by a grave. Took her to a grave and they cut their blood and entered a covenant. He doesn't want to marry her. He wants to use her for ritual. I was there. So sometimes when you see me singing, I'm looking, I'm trying to, the antenna, the radar, is trying to peek. Tell your daughter I want to see her. This Sunday coming. This Sunday. What's this Sunday coming? What date? 27th, right? I want to see your daughter that day. That marriage. I don't give bad news. I don't break relationship, but I'll break this one. Because if I don't do that, they will do something like a wedding. They'll marry. 3 weeks later, your daughter will die. And it will be, hey, but the guy will become rich. Very rich. You want to use the girl for money.
Cancelled.
Imagine you are not in a prophetic church.
Just imagine. Then this kind of thing will just happen. They say, hey, yeah, we'll just cry. Oh, hey, sorry. Then the young man will start buying cars, building houses on the blood of anyone that is trying to deceive you, to use you. Today, they are exposed. They are exposed. Anyone that wants to use your blood or your body or any part of your cloth, today they are exposed. They are exposed. In the name of Jesus. There are other things I'm going to tell you. There are other things I'm going to tell you, but I want to see your daughter on Sunday. Let's give God glory for this victory. Hallelujah. Sit down if you have a seat. My God. Balakashalabala. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, come and move amongst us with your holy fire as we lay aside our earthly desires and as we worship in your presence. Thanks, Lord. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. We welcome you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody say, I love you, Holy Spirit. Take your seat. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10 to 12. Dethrone your enemy, chapter 18. Sorry. Dethrone your enemy, chapter 18. I think dethrone your enemy is better. Dethrone your enemy, chapter 18, verse 10 to 12. We'll read two portions. We'll read that and we'll skip over to Exodus 22, 18. Dethrone your enemy, chapter 18, verse 10 to verse 12. If you have your Bible, shout, mm-hmm. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consorter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are abomination unto the Lord. And because of this abomination, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Exodus 22, 18. Exodus 22, 18. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. I'm preaching briefly on that witch must die. Text 7, that witch must die. Text 7, that witch must die. Preach that to seven people. Say, that witch must die. I come in the volume. I come with a rumble in the temple. I come with anger in my system to make a decree over the life of specific individuals and families. I came to speak against the oppression of witchcraft. I came to speak against satanic cohorts. I came to speak against evil arrangements. And I came by the power of the Holy Ghost. I don't know where they operate from, but that witch must take your seat. The Bible says, shall not suffer
not an advice, it's a command.
Once you become a child of God,
it's your duty to stop wickedness anywhere you see it.
In 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 22, Joram
met Jehu and said, Jehu, where have you been? Are you still around? And Jehu said, no, I'm not going anywhere until I exterminate Jezebel and her witchcraft.
So Jehu was saying, the reason I'm around is because I will not leave. I will not go anywhere until I see that witchcraft expires. In other words, he said, until I finish Jezebel and her witchcraft. So the strength of Jezebel was a witchcraft. In Micah chapter 5 verse 12, God says, I will cut off witchcraft and there will be no more soothsayer. I will cut off witchcraft, there will be no more soothsayer. So the strength of soothsayers is what? Witchcraft. There are some people that are bragging and priding, and the reason they are bragging and priding is because they have a witch behind them. They have a witch supporting them. I'm here to say to you by the power of the Holy Ghost that the witch must die. Sit down. The word witch
means to bend, to divert. Something is going in order, divert it, to bend. And the word craft means to produce. Are you following me? When you say aircraft, it means a product that flies on the air. Witchcraft is a production of diversion. A product, anything that diverts you. You are created to get married before you are 30. Now you are 35, not married. It's because somebody diverted you. You have been programmed to graduate at a certain space of time. But now you have passed your graduation year. You have passed your year of graduation and nothing is happening. It's because somebody diverted you. Let me tell somebody, the witch must die. Say that again, the witch must die. By the power of the Holy Ghost, between now and the next 72 hours, every witch around your family, every witch around your, every witch in your office, in your marriage, your business, watch this. Sit down. So witchcraft is a, the word witchcraft means production of diversion. Anything that diverts a man from the original plan. Are you getting something? Alright. But then something must understand, witchcraft don't operate without a personality. They don't operate without a personality. Witches operate with a human hand. And hear me, there are some wickedness that will not stop until the witch dies. Watch this. Anytime you experience prolonged wickedness, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, the battle continues. There is a witch sitting down. Follow me. Follow me. And witches operate from a base. They call it the coven. And the coven is a gathering of 13 people. 6 men, 6 women, and 1 leader. 13. When you get to the coven, the strength of the coven is in the ninth. Luke chapter 27, don't forget, I think verse 53 or so, Jesus was speaking. He said, this is your hour, the power of darkness. And that is why, if you are a man that must rule over witchcraft, you must control your night. No believer who is an end time Christian can still be sleeping by 5 in the morning. If you are not a Christian, something is wrong. I can't remember. I'm on the bed sleeping 4 o'clock. Why? If I open my eyes by 2 a.m. I feel I've committed a great sin. 2 a.m. I say, God, what happened to me? 2? 1! I'm up. My body is now customized in such a pattern that even if I sleep 12:30, I will still wake up 1. Do you know it happens to you? Because the body has been trained. And you see wickedness on the face of the earth. When you look around Africa, reduce the echo on this mic and give me some feedback. Reduce just the echo and give me feedback. When you look around Nigeria, look around Africa, you see a lot of people in pain, in hardship. When you see their face, now there is witchcraft summon. What is witchcraft summon? Witchcraft summon is where an issue is raised up in the coven. Now we have come. What is the issue for today? And they don't just discuss issues, they discuss people. And that is why every gossiper is a witch. Because a gossiper discusses people, but a great mind discusses ideas. When all you do is to talk about people, they did this, they did that, they did this. You are a Azan, you are a. Follow me. And they bring up the issue. And watch me. When they bring up the issue, they do what they call, hold on. They bring up the issue, they do what they call second. You know what it means to second? To agree. To concur. Who seconds? It becomes worse when a member of your family is among the coven and the person says, I second. I agree. Who agrees that we should release something on this person? I agree. But if there's no member of your family, is KIV kept in view? How do you know your case is kept in view? They mark you. That is why you wake up and see marks on your body. Anytime you wake up and see mark on your body, it means your case is being treated in the coven. Are you ready to pray today? So all those marks, you wake up and see mark on your chest, it means that they brought up your case. But they are keeping it. To get more facts, they come back to you later. Oh God. But if a family member is there, they can act faster. Any member of your family that is a witch, I kill that person. Any member of your family that is a witch, I terminate that person. I say I kill that person. 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 Sit down. So people wake up and they meet Max. 4 kinds of witchcraft. There is inherited witchcraft. If your mother was a witch, then you have some deposits. You need deliverance. If your father was a herbalist at any time, you know, there's a way your parents will visit native doctors to the extent they become native doctors. You understand me? They so patronize herbalists that they can now consult oracle by themselves. Yes. So if your parents have ever been involved in that, you need help. There is inherited witchcraft. So once your parents, or you're in a family where witches, you know, the operations of witches are rampant, it means you are an easy target. Because witches normally sell their family, themselves, sell their family members, according to the book of Nahum. They sell themselves and sell their family members. Anybody that operates these mics anyhow is a witch. Too many cooks will spoil the soup. I want one person there. Whatever is happening is a reaction. It's true. That's why a lot of them are confused. When I leave that place, it's okay. Even when it's calm, they are still touching. The thing is pushing them.
is come now. It is witchcraft.
There is blind witchcraft. Blind witchcraft is somebody being a witch without knowing. There are people, they carry them to the coven. They see themselves. Hold on. How many of you know there are people who have seen themselves? Somebody is chasing them. Somebody is chasing them. They were running. All of a sudden, they left the air. They started flying. Have you had such dreams? No, be dream. You be witch. They'll say, they were about to catch me. They're about to catch me. I just left the ground. I began to fly. Thank you, Jesus. You need help. Blind. You don't know. Number three. There is forced witchcraft. A little child is staying in the house. They force the child, give the child something to eat. The child starts seeing his or herself in strange places. Forced. Then there is willing. He opens his eyes. He chops them. He's willing. So painful. I'm happy they hear me in London. I'm happy now they hear me in America. So painful that Americans came to Africa and met Africans and said, give us witchcraft. They said, we have invented things. We have made money. We have gotten knowledge, gotten education. The only thing we have not done is that we cannot fly. We cannot fly. Give us something to eat so that we fly. And Africans began to load them with witchcraft. When a case is brought up, when there's nobody to second, they mark the person. Can I preach a sigh? I didn't say professor. Can I preach a sigh? Preach a sigh is a combination of preach and professor. So can I preach a sigh? So when they summon the case, what they do is when they want to make the person an easy target, the first thing they do, they cannot touch you unless they have a portion of them inside you. Have you seen magnets? Magnets cannot magnet certain things. Or say there are like poles to what? Attract. Is that not what science says? Alright. Unlike poles, repair. But like poles, alright. So they cannot operate on you when they just bring up your case because they have no access. How do you enter this person? That's why it happens in the night. When your will is weak, you are in your subconscious. So what do? They bring a witchcraft poison. And what is witchcraft poison? Eating in the dream. They will feed you. All those rice, beans, fufu, pomo, shokoto, yokoto. All those things you are eating are not food. They were made by blood. And anytime you eat in the dream, witchcraft has deposited a poison that makes it easy for them to magnet you with attack. Are you following what I'm talking about now? And that's why I tell people that eat in the dream. Anytime you dream and you saw that you ate, when you wake up, pray. Don't eat physical food till 12. When it gets to 12, what was in your body expires. Can I preach a sigh? It expires till 12. When you get to 12, speak in tongues. Wait till 12. After 12, go and eat. Whatever they did. So if it happens all the time, strike off food till 12. They will stop. Just try. Say, okay, since you want to be feeding me, I'll continue fasting. Till 12. Let's be doing it. You bring the food, I will fast it out. By the time you continue like that for a while, you discover you will not remember when last you ate in the dream. So anytime you eat in the dream, it means God wants you to fast till 12. Organize your own life in the spirit. But anyone hearing the sound of my voice, who has a deposit in the body, who has a poison in the system, every witchcraft deposit in your body, through eating in the dream, through drinking in the dream, that the fire to your brothers or the fire to your sister, and they begin to magnet you, I prophesy
by fire. It expires 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 by fire. You don't serve a dead God. You serve a mighty God. It's the same yesterday. It's the same today. It's the same forever. When God says yes, no man can say no. When God lifts you up, no man can bring you down. God is on your side. Power is on your side. Glory is on your side. Healing is on your side. Lift the way, shout yes. Shout yes. Shout yes. Shout yes. Shout yes. Shout yes. Hey. 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 Somebody shout fire. Yeah, 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 yeah. Holy Ghost, by the power of the Holy Ghost, every coven around your village, around your house, I burn them this morning. Every coven around your house, I set them on physical fire. I set them on literal fire. I set them on torrential fire. Somebody shout fire, yeah, 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 yeah. Watch it. Watch it. Sit down. I'm trying to take it sequentially. So, are you understand what I'm saying? They feed them. And that's why, if you read Micah chapter 3, please just write the references down. You may not be able to open all of that now. Write the references. Micah chapter 3, verse 3. Micah 3, 3. When you get back, you see when God began to talk on witchcraft pots. That is where they cook from. Their meals. I know somebody say, Papa is quoting so much of the Old Testament. Are you sure as New Testament Christian there is witchcraft? I'm coming. I'm connecting it. Cool down. Galatians 5 verse 20. When God was talking on the works of the flesh, he mentioned witchcraft. Now, what they do is when they mark the people, they make them target. You hear me? No matter where the person runs to, he may say Lagos is bad. Let me relocate to Abuja. Abuja is better. He may succeed for a while. For a while. But after a while, that mark. No matter where a tribal mark goes to, a tribal mark man, no matter where it goes to, you must identify him. In America, you see a Yoruba man, you see that mark. Say, ah. Oh. Oh. Wow. You see a northern man, there are marks. Is that true? An Igala man from Kogi has what? By that mark you identify them. So, if somebody leaves Nigeria, he goes to London. When he gets to London, he says, but they don't follow me reach here. No. When he lands London, the demons and witches in that area see that mark. Say, okay, this is a case they started in our branch. Let's continue. So, the new place, same thing. Some people have stayed in more than 10 places. Stop running. Fight it. Fight it before you move. A pastor, he suffered in Nigeria. He was a beggar, literal beggar. Everywhere he goes, he's begging people. So into my life. Bless me. There are people who do that. They pray for people. They say, yeah, sow a seed. It's not scriptural. People sow seed as they are led. Stop telling people to sow to your life. As they are led. I preach in places, and when I'm just talking, people walk out. Take my car. We saw that in Abuja. I was still talking. I said, take my car. I said, your car? You're giving me your car. Why? Till now, I've not seen the cars. I've not seen the car. God come to preach Bible, not to be checking car. That's the truth. There are people going about asking for money. And this pastor was a beggar. He was begging, living literally from hand to mouth. So somehow he got a visa lottery. He said, hey! Thank God. He went around some friends and began to show them the evidence of the visa lottery.
And he told them, I won a recent lottery. I need money for tickets. And they organized themselves. And they get together and they bought his ticket. They say, please, at least, this is a major alleviation. Make you go. Make you rest. When he got to Murtala Mohammed Airport in Lagos, he laughed. When he entered the plane, he laughed. He said, Nigeria, if you now see my leg again, you could not cut him. When he got to America, initially, he began to see open doors. They were inviting him to preach in places. He was preaching. He was getting, being blessed. He got a job. He was working and preaching. One day, while he was lying down, three old men came out of his wall. W-A-L-L. They came out. Who are you? They say, we are from Ororokpe. What are you doing here? Have you seen any of your family member that comes? They go out. I rebuke. He rebuke, they rebuke. No matter how he rebuke, they refuse to rebuke. And he could no longer sleep at night. His bed began to turn. So he packed that bed. He bought another bed. Not be the bed, not the mark. They traced him there. So what happened? He could not sleep at night. He began to sleep on the bus stop. When he's going to work, at the train station, when people are waiting for the train, he will tell them, please, when the train comes, wake me up. And Americans mind their business. They don't. I'm telling you. They mind their... I remember I was in the hotel lobby with our pastor in America, Pastor Nicholas, and the guy fell. And I said, oh, sorry. She said, why? I said, no verse, fall again. And Pastor Nick said, you don't say sorry. If you say sorry, they will ask you, did you push me? What's your business? What you say is take it easy. You don't say sorry. I said, Nigeria, you fall. They don't tell you sorry. Now, malice, so everybody standing there, malice. Now, am I saying the truth? I said that's what we know. And it happened. When something happened, you told somebody sorry. I heard my heart. I said, no, you don't say sorry. Leave them. Make it fall. No talk. So I kept quiet. They mind their business. So he stays at the train station. When he opens his eyes, people are returning from work. They don't wake him. They enter the train. They don't care about you. They care about themselves. People are returning back from work. So he lost his job. He was preaching in places. Well, he didn't sleep at night. So when they're about to introduce him to come and minister, the choir is singing. Let's welcome the man of God who has been in Nigeria but just relocated to America to bless us. He's on the altar. You can't call a sleeping man to preach to people that are awake. They stop inviting him. To cut a long story short, he came to Nigeria with a bathroom slippers. Why? Mark. Those things you look at ordinary mark, they have spiritual implications. When God wants to set you free, he takes away their mark and put his own mark. Yeah. Galatians 6:17. Let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus. The mark witchcraft placed on you, I remove that mark. I put the mark of Jesus. The mark, the spell they place on you, I remove that mark. I put the mark of the Holy Ghost. I put the mark of power. I put the mark of favor. I put the mark of breakthrough. I put the mark of prosperity. I put the mark of increase. I put the mark of abundance. I put the mark of plenty. I put the mark of greatness. I put the mark of greatness. I put the mark of greatness. The mark of supernatural. The mark of favor. The mark of power. The mark of favor. The mark of signs. The mark of wonders. Lift the way and shout yes. Anywhere they mark you. Maybe they mark your shop. They mark your children. I wipe out that mark by fire. Sit down. When they have giving the person the food and he doesn't do anything about it, maybe 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day, 5, he continues, they now release something to the person. This one, because the food is there, there's now easy access for them to enter, and they call it bewitchment. So after they've released the poison, they now bewitch. Galatians chapter 3 verse 1, the Bible says, who has bewitched you, O foolish Galatians? Who has bewitched you, O foolish? So the sign of bewitchment is that the person starts behaving like a fool. If you see a man, foolishness, the definition of foolishness is suspense of mental reasoning. Your brain, if they touch, you know they think. Suspense of mental reasoning. Foolish! Why? Because he has been bewitched. A man will leave his flat and go to girl's hostel or stay with a girl that is off camp and be sleeping on the mattress on the ground. He is bewitched. He is Ozwa. A man will leave his beautiful wife that kneels down to greet him and enter a relationship with a lady that abuses him. He is bewitched. A young girl will leave a handsome fiance because she has no money and be dating a married man with two of his teeth like shark. All because she's getting money. She is bewitched. A married woman will be chasing a small boy that is up to the first son's age and be dating the boy. She is bewitched. A man who is a lecturer, who has degrees, will finish lecturing and tell a girl to see him in the office that if he does not sleep with the girl will not pass. He is bewitched. A girl will carry her body, sample herself, and go to a lecturer's office. Oga, anything you want. Anything you want. She doesn't know the man has HIV. The man is carrying weapons of mass destruction. A man carry components more dangerous than Osama Bin Laden. You carry your body, go and advertise. You are finished. Lecturers that sleep with students, you are a fool. I'm telling you. If you are a lecturer, you have no dignity. You have no respect. If I were a lecturer in a school, there is no student that will see me that won't go on the knees to greet. You know why? The dignity I will command. You come to my office, you are talking anyhow, twisting your body. You have just earned yourself F9. You come to my class, and you are putting on tight clothes, advertising your two left legs. You have just failed. I had a lecturer when I was in campus. He was the other religion. You understand what I'm saying? When people are coming to his class, they dress well. They will go back and redress. The man just come to them, say, you, get out. You, get out. They feared him. And guess what? He was as small as Zacchaeus. Very brief. So height is the mind. Very summarized. And there are people to the lecture. It's not about the size. The people feared him. Those guys who are ninja, they don't, when he comes, they bought him. You say, what is the meaning of this? Young man, stand up. Get out. Class rep, make sure this guy does not attend my class for the next 2 weeks. People begging. Please, sir. Say, what is it in my office? They feared him. You give him money, he will say it in class. Say, one young lady came and gave me money. So I wrote her name down because she has already failed. So what we do when we're coming there, we'll buy cabin biscuits. In those days, though, we'll give him as a gift from our heart. It's okay. I hope there's nothing connected to this thing. It's okay. I will give you your score. If you have A, I will give you A. Anything you have, I will give you. Alright? You see, there are some of you who are asleep with other lecturers and you tell the lecturers to come to me to pass you. They will laugh. You see, I'm taking those lectures, I'm forwarding their name to the management. So once you let you are in his course and you tell the lecturer, please help me see how you can convince that man. Other lecturers will tell you, don't even try it. That man, you can't bend him. He had a name. Guess what? When the daughter got married, almost all the students attended. Almost all! See that man, he's hard though, but he will not fail you. He can even organize extra lectures when he's close to exam. He said, I will teach you till you understand, but I won't help you. What you score is what I will give you. Ask questions. Sometimes all night. He said, ask questions. Ask me. I will not help you. What you score. And he was not even a Christian. And there are many people carrying title of pastor in campuses. Title of evangelist. And are victimizing young girls. We even tell the person, sir, but I thought you go to church. Say, leave church. When we reach church, we discuss church. This one now, na school. You are bewitched. A young girl is forming. They were telling me a story about a girl who was 17. She was dating a man who was 72. Is that not dead body? You are dating a corpse. No, they tried everything. The girl refused. I was sitting down in Detroit, Michigan, in America. I was watching a TV commercial. The commercial was being held, and a young boy, the mother dragged the boy to the commercial. The boy is 16. The boy was dating the mom's teacher. The person that taught the mom while the mom was in school. The boy was 16, the teacher was 53. While they were busy, they dragged them to a talk show, and the boy came with the teacher. The mother said, help my son, save my son. And the teacher and the boy were talking, and we were kissing on stage. The boy said, mom, go to hell, I'm in love, I've made my choice. I felt like breaking the television set. Choice! Is this what you call a choice? You may laugh. That was not him. He was bewitched. They've already fired the spell in the coven. Because how can you see a reasonable young man who just like a scattered girl? I've seen people being brought to me for marriage. And I look at the young man. Are you okay? He says, I'm in love. I'm in love. Love is blind. If love is blind, then marriage will open your eye. I'm in love. You don't fall in love. You stay in love. You walk into love. Because if you fall, you go out to stand. So don't fall. Walk into love. Open your eyes. When you don't see what you like in love, walk out. any love that is a vehicle and the emotion is the driver. Why common sense is the passenger? The vehicle, we have an accident. Every relationship, common sense must be the driver. Emotion, the passenger. Then to have a safe journey. Open your eyes. Watch. Whatever you cannot stay with. You know the problem we have in marriage, Johnny? People in courtship, they see what they are not compatible, what they cannot live with. They start wishing, well, it will be better. It will be better. There was something I noticed about. I knew God was going to bless me so much. There was something I looked for. I wanted someone, a lady, who is not materialistic. That's what I was looking for. A person who has no, hey, they must see me. Because if that happens, I'm in trouble. Sometimes I beg my wife to come to church with cash. She come with church bus. Separately. Sometimes I buy her something. I say, wear this one where there's an occasion. She will wear it to evening service. I said, don't you even have special clothes you wear for special time? She said, if you come today, I wear them. But there are people, just one car they have. If the car has little issues, say, my car, I couldn't come to church because of my car. My car, my car, my car, my car, my car, my car. My car break down. My car break down. All these mechanic people want to shop my money. My car. You know, I could not come to church. Because while they were doing the car, I had to see that. You know these people? I watched them. Because they go and change my carburetor and put his jet on.
Who has bewitched you? Oh, foolish! You have a brother!
You have a brother. I'm taking my time to explain something. I want you to understand it. You have a brother who your father trained, your mother trained. Now he's blessed. He married a woman who will not allow him remember home. He has been bewitched.
I prophesy. Any member of your family who they have casted a spell, who they have bewitched, who they have fired an arrow into their life, I prophesy, let that arrow expire. Let that arrow expire. Let that arrow expire. Let that arrow expire.
Sit down. You know, signs of bewitchment, foolishness. Foolishness. Immorality. Extreme appetite for immorality. Extreme appetite for immorality. Masturbation. When you masturbate, you're on your way to hell. Don't care what anybody tells you or what you hear on TV or any pastor who tells you masturbation is not a sin. It is not just a sin, it's an abomination against God. Because when you masturbate, you're having pictures in your mind. Is that true? You have what I call mental pornography. Mentally. And your Bible says that he that thinks of a woman lustfully has committed adultery in their mind. Am I speaking to somebody here? So any act of polygamy is a symptom of witchcraft spell. Any act of masturbation is a symptom of witchcraft spell. That the desire, the inordinate, yet insatiable appetite, unquenchable appetite for sexual immorality does not mean you are a woman or a man with extreme stamina. It means there is something the witchcraft has deposited in you. Some men can sleep with 20 ladies in a day and they don't shake. He said, it's a man. You're a wizard. Some women can sleep with 15 men. I told you a story about somebody I saw, and I was talking to her. She said, I said, your problem is, if they give you 15 men now, they will not satisfy you. He said, it's true. He said, even as I'm talking now, sir, my body is looking for, so I move backward. I move backward. I said, hey, really? Okay, stand there. We'll handle your case later. So I called a young man. I said, who are you dating? He said, I'm engaged. I said, where's the boy? I saw one guy coming like bread. No power. I said, why are you walking like this?
This girl has finished me.
I said, explain.
Ah, I don't sleep in the night. Day, I don't go to work. In the evening, I don't rest. Sometimes she would tie me and tie me on the bed. Sir, deliver me.
I said, you can't leave her.
He said, no, that's the problem. I love her.
One time, the young man said his friends came, two of them. When she finished with the young man, she went to the two different rooms the friends slept. Finished with two of the friends. And she... It's not normal. Have you not seen rich men's kids who stand on the street? Rich men's children. Rich men. They don't need money. You don't understand. There are things we have seen that sometimes I shake my head. They see a young man, they will buy you a car. They will give you millions. All they want is just, it's the thing they push them. In those days, men will stand on the road. Some men will stand by the